Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just-arrived collection of swim and other sun-ready silhouettes. Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made-to-be-seen Very Sexy push-up bra in on-trend hues like green, citron, and black shine. Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s. Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit. Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm. Change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze. 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower. Lather up with the news. Sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work in traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories. Change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
Time is running out to save on your Disney summer vacation. It's Danielle, and this is the final week to score adult tickets at child prices. With Undercover Tourist, they're an authorized seller of Disney tickets to both Walt Disney World and Disneyland. They link to the official Disney app so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Don't miss your last chance to save at UndercoverTourist.com. They have a best price guarantee, plus score more savings when you bundle tickets with hotels and car rentals. The magic awaits at UndercoverTourist.com.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation.
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Two, three, four.
What would you talk about on your podcast?
5, 7, 8.
Hello, 9, 10, 11.
Elvis Duran presents
12, 13, 14, 15.
The 15-minute morning show.
It is the 15-minute morning show podcast. Hi, everybody.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
There's Danielle. Hello. There's Scotty B. There's Scary. There's Gandhi. There's Straight Nate and that beautiful hair. There's Garrett, and there's Dave Brody in the den. And then last but not least, coming off his big win last night, the Bucks win, Froggy. You're still glowing, Froggy. Oh, you look like you're so excited still.
I have 2 weeks to prepare for this, and I cannot wait. I am so happy to have my team finally in the Super Bowl for the first time in 18 years.
Did you order some, like, paraphernalia, like, you know, the Super Bowl hat and the shirt and all that stuff?
I'll give you one guess.
Yes.
You're in.
Listen, I don't want to be a hater, Frog, or take a shit on your parade, but, you know, he didn't deserve to
but
win.
But I'm about
to. He threw 3 interceptions. I mean, if it wasn't for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers defense that stopped the takeaway, the next, you know, they was 3 and out on all 3 interceptions.
It's a team sport. It's a team sport.
A win is a win.
I don't want to give all the credit to Brady.
Just shit on his parade? Is that what
you said? He threw 3 interceptions.
Spoken like a true Giants fan who haven't made the playoffs in who knows how long. That's cool.
When you tell someone you don't mean to shit on the parade, that means you're about to take
shit
a big
all over it.
Dump
yeah.
on Because their big parade.
It could have been worse had the Green Bay Packers took the ball and
he doesn't hear one word we're saying.
It could have, but it wasn't. At the end of the day, one score matters. Whoever the score is at the end of the game, and we had more points than they did, we're going to the Super Bowl, and they're stuck home in the frozen tundra.
Hey, parade shitter. Froggy, a lot of us here on the show are very happy for you.
Thank you.
That it brings joy into your life.
Very
sometimes
much so.
You got to be happy for other people's happiness. Like this person who won $1 billion out in Michigan.
No.
Yeah,
fuck
yep.
Fuck that.
We don't know who they are yet, right?
No. Danielle doesn't want them to have teeth.
No, I'm praying they're a listener and they're going to throw us a little something. That's what I'm praying.
Yeah. Like $7.
How do you know?
You got to learn to start being happy for other people. And, you know, I think that it makes you feel a little better about life when you can be happy for other people. Anyway, so there you go. The Bucks on the way to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
And Brody, how are you? Oh, we can't hear Brody.
Well, he's quiet today.
Wow. Good. Yeah.
That's a change.
Brody? He's quiet because his mic is not working.
It's probably muted. It's probably on mute. Hit the button.
Scary, don't
Scary,
talk to
you
him like
are,
that.
You are so
he's
rude.
Shitting on Brody.
He's not trying to shit on his parade, but you're shitting on
Brody. I'm surprised you had any shit left after you shit all over my parade. And now you got a little left for Brody.
I have a question.
There's Brody.
Do we
think that if what the hell is his name? Who's the one that wins the game? Yeah, the goat.
Tom Brady.
Thank you. Brain fart. If Brady played for another team, would that team have made it to the Super Bowl this year? I wonder. I wonder if it's all Brady all the time. Like, it doesn't matter what team he goes to.
You can't wonder about it. You just can't. All we know is the Bucks won.
We got rid of our other previous shitty quarterback. We got this guy, and we're going to the Super Bowl. I mean, that's just the way it works.
That's all we need.
Our previous quarterback was really shitty, by the way.
All right, so what do we have going on? Brody, you're in now?
Yeah, I was just going to say, it sounds like Scary's repeating headlines. Froggy, I hate Tom Brady, but he did throw 3 touchdowns yesterday.
Correct.
It wasn't like he did nothing right.
Right.
So
he got sacked 5 times, too, though.
I'm rooting for the
Chiefs. That's not necessarily his fault.
I'm just saying. Not to shit on your parade. I'm just
you're
saying.
You're shitting. There's a lot of shit
not his fault he got sacked. Anyway, go Chiefs. So F Brady.
That's all right. We're used to the haters. It's okay.
I'm just so happy that he didn't win with that other team. that makes me so happy.
Look at Froggy. We're used to the haters. Dude, I've been hating on Brady for 15, 20 years now.
Yeah, but everybody hates the Bucs, too. Everybody makes fun of us and hates the Buccaneers. I don't give a shit. We're going to the Super Bowl while the rest of you fuckers
are
sitting at home.
Nobody cares. Here we go.
Garrett looks like he wants to say something. What's that, Garrett?
Well, no. Talking to Froggy yesterday, he's the type of fan where he doesn't rub it in your face at first because he thought he was going to lose yesterday. He goes, here, we're going to lose this. And then all of a sudden, once he wins, he has the platform to then trash talk.
Because
he's not a pre-trash
talk. Talk shit till there's zeros on the clock. You do not talk shit when there's still time.
Yeah, but
and once the game is over, he will talk so much shit for like 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah, 2 weeks of it.
You'll get.
Yeah. I like that. What you said. You don't talk shit till there's zeros on the clock, which is the opposite of what we do for a living.
Right.
We talk shit until we run out of time.
At kickoff.
And I felt bad because he's going through the whole game thinking he's going to lose, and then he wins, and then he turns into a trash talker.
I'm excited.
Elvis, Froggy's making a big mistake though.
What's that?
You can't buy Super Bowl merchandise because if they lose, you're never going to wear it, and you've wasted all your money.
No, I didn't buy any Super Bowl merchandise.
You said yes, you did.
I bought NFC Championship merchandise that were going to the Super Bowl. You can't buy Super Bowl merchandise yet.
Like buying a high school ring, and then you go to college. You never wear the high school ring.
That's okay. I understand the Jets probably haven't been since you were like 4, so it's okay. Maybe one day the Jets will, though. Maybe you can buy tickets.
Maybe the Bucks can give us him for next year.
Yeah, maybe the Bucks can buy you some tickets as a Jets fan, because the Jets are never going to go.
Wow, Froggy is
I'd rather lose
darts.
Than have Brady as my quarterback.
Oh my God.
All right.
Okay, we got to move on. How much time do we have? Because we have to have some fun.
10 minutes.
This isn't fun.
No, it's not fun. Hey, Nate.
Yeah.
By the way, can you get close to the camera so we can let everyone take a look at that hair?
You like it? I have 2 ponytails today.
Oh, nice.
You look like you really survived something out there.
Can you straighten it?
Like the wild
hair one day.
You know what
you look like? You look like Scary took a shit on your head.
Yeah, in a parade.
In a parade. You must have been at the lead of the parade.
Turn around a minute. The back ponytail on the bottom does look like a piece of poop hanging there.
Oh, really?
You got a little dingleberry.
It is a dingleberry. You have a dingleberry. Sorry.
Do you have an anus on the back of your head?
Stop it. Stop it.
Shithead. Shithead.
Hey, shithead.
That's how he got the job.
You know, having longer hair now.
I heard that, Brody.
And I know the ladies will know this. Having longer hair, it really gets everywhere.
Gets in your butt crack.
Yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
When I wipe
you'll
my ass,
fish
I'm
it
like,
out.
Where the hell did this hair go?
Hey, Harry boy, didn't you bring a game in for the day?
It's not a game, Elvis. I was reading Women's Health while you guys were all watching football matches.
Of course
matches.
You were.
Yes.
And
I just called football matches.
He did. He did. Yeah.
What is this,
football
tennis game?
Match?
Whatever they are.
Well, it's a football match if you're in the UK.
Okay, so
and
you're
it's
reading
soccer.
Women's Health.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Yes, and they have 200 not boring questions to ask to get to know someone better. So I thought, why not ask you guys some individual questions?
All right.
So you want to get to know us a little better?
Yeah.
All right. You've been here for 8 years.
No, here's things
about
that
time.
I would have
about
never
time.
Known. Like,
okay.
Elvis.
Yes.
Here's a question for you. When you were a kid, did you eat the crusts on your sandwich or not?
I always ate the crust on my sandwich.
Why?
Because they were there. I don't.
Your mom didn't cut them off for you?
No, I never asked my mom to cut off the crust. I didn't have a problem with the crust. I didn't think about it. I just ate the sandwich.
Okay.
So do you feel like you know me better now?
I do. Danielle.
Yes.
Okay. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
How do you take your coffee?
A black. And there's a reason. There's a reason. Because I don't want to like it. I don't like the taste of it when it's black. And so I feel like if I don't get used to the taste of it, I'll only use it when I need it because I won't enjoy drinking.
So you use it as a drug then?
That's it.
Danielle, didn't you just start drinking iced coffee or is it coffee in general?
Yes, I started drinking coffee when I hit 40 and I was wondering why people were more awake than me. And then I realized that I'd been missing out for 40 years.
You were asleep.
Crazy.
Asleep for 40 years.
I was.
Danielle Van Winkle.
Okay, Gandhi.
See, wait, hold on a second. Now, that was a great question. As simple as it was, we got to know something about Danielle.
Yeah, I didn't know that about you.
The crust
no
on the sandwich thing it didn't really move the meter.
Well, I'm sorry. I got 200 of these things.
Okay,
I'll
keep
ask
going.
You another one.
Who's next?
All right, let's go with...
I think you're going to Gandhi.
Let's go with Scotty.
I heard you say Gandhi.
I'm going to hold her question for a second.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right.
Scotty,
yes.
What's your most prized possession and why?
Oof. His dick.
His teddy bear.
Teddy both bear. Together.
You guys are such assholes.
Your cereal library, clearly.
No, you know what I really like that I have? You'll laugh at me, but our wedding song was You and Me by Lifehouse.
Yep.
And I have a guitar autographed by them with a picture of me and Amy in the band framed and hung in our living room. And I really like that.
Wow.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, that's so sweet.
Because I remember you loved that song when it was out, and it was your wedding song. And now I didn't know you had the guitar autographed.
Yeah, they signed it for us. It was really nice.
Aww.
Oh.
That's nice, Gandhi.
You really do like her, don't you?
That's
I love her.
Okay.
All right. Gandhi.
Yes.
When and where were you when you first smoked pot?
I was at a kid named Chris's house. And it was a bong, and I had no idea that you were supposed to put your mouth in it, like this way. So I tried to put my mouth around the whole thing, and I looked like an idiot, and I got super high, and I just went outside and started making footprints in the snow, and my friends had to come find me.
Oh,
that was the first time.
That's a good question for everyone.
Yeah.
Danielle, have you ever smoked pot?
Never, ever.
Well, I have an answer for that one.
So, Danielle, where will you be when you first smoke pot?
I don't think I'll be anywhere, because I will do it.
Caffeine is the gateway drug. You're on your way.
It is.
I was in Elvis's Upper West Side apartment.
You were?
Oh,
That's the first time you smoked
pot? That's the first time I smoked pot.
In my window, looking out over the
Central
Museum
Park.
Of Natural History.
Yeah.
And I always get accused of selling it, so it's fine.
I do want to try a gummy. I do want to try a gummy because I'm hearing that it's very good to just kind of give you good sleep. And But
definitely.
Every gummy that my friends have tried, they'll have been crappy. So we have to find a good gummy.
I got some good gummies for
all
you.
All right, send them over.
We don't keep him in the house, if you're wondering. Hey, but people do think Garrett is a drug dealer. Why is that?
I don't know. Maybe it's the sleepy eye, the look. Maybe it's I wear all black a lot. I don't know. Okay. Maybe I'm stereotyping drug dealers. I don't know.
Okay. Maybe it's the weed you sold me. Maybe it was that. Yeah.
Can you score some gummies for Danielle?
Yes, please.
Give me 10 minutes. Hold on.
Okay, thanks.
All right. I like that question for Gandhi. That was good.
Thanks, Nate.
You're very welcome. All right. Ready? Let's go with Froggy.
Oh.
What is your favorite sleeping position? And demonstrate it for us.
Oh, well, I don't know if you'll be able to see it, but here. I'm
I'm a side sleeper. Really try. I'm a side sleeper, but I curl up, so I'm like.
You're in the fetal?
Well, yeah, like a fetal position. Like this. Fetal?
Oh, this is going to go terribly
but
wrong.
On my side.
Oh,
God.
Oh,
okay. Oh
my gosh. Watch your head.
Now's not the time for you to be doing
but
these.
It's more like this, like a side position, but like my legs like this.
That's how I sleep, too.
Yeah.
Maybe.
They say, that's bad for your back.
Why?
Yeah.
Oh. But don't, you know, who are they?
Yeah.
They don't know.
I think everything is bad for
I wish Lisa would sleep that way. She sleeps on her back. She used to be a sleep on her stomach, but now she can't because of her boobs. So because it's painful, so she has to lay on her back.
I know that feeling.
Yeah. Oh, you do?
Stop it. Why are her boobs painful?
Because the implants make it so it's too much pressure. Too much pressure pushing.
Nate, we're really getting to know each other.
Okay,
I like this game.
I didn't know that.
This article.
Okay, Brody.
Damn it.
Did you ever hide anything or lie to your parents? Did you ever hide anything from or lie to your parents?
Last week. No, ever.
Wow. Mine would have been an immediate. Hell yeah.
You wouldn't have been able to finish the question. I would have said yes.
What? Yeah.
His mom watches this, so he's being very careful with how he answers.
Okay.
And his mother's a saint. We don't want to upset her. We love your mom.
Probably VHS tapes with porn on them.
VHS!
VHS.
Yeah.
Tapes.
Yeah.
Where did you hide
Brody,
them?
Brody, your mother, she's smart. She knows that most kids do tell fibs from time to time.
Oh, please. She was in some of them.
No.
What? What? The films? Oh,
this got weird.
Oh,
yeah.
It took a turn.
No.
Sorry.
No, there's nothing I've ever done my mom doesn't know. So, I don't
really.
Do anything, so.
They're very close.
Yeah. Wow.
That's great. Yeah. Okay. Okay.
So who's left? Garrett and Skeery. Skeery.
Yes.
Do you believe in second chances?
What do you say to second chances?
Oh, that's the question. You figure out what is your own definition of a second chance.
Second chance. I guess. Yeah.
Are you a very forgiving person?
Oh, I forgive everybody. Absolutely. I
feel forgives like all of us every day.
I feel like you can hit the reset button several times with people. I honestly feel that way. Yeah. Well,
Gary is a goldfish because there'll be times he comes to me after the show and says, "Was Elvis mad at me today?" I'm like, no, he's mad at everybody.
Well, I'm gonna forgive you for shitting on my parade yesterday.
See? Yep.
Well, like, right, like, yeah, no. Anyone could. Anyone who's ever been upset with me or I've been, I would expect that you would give me that chance.
Yeah.
That next chance.
I forgive.
So I give everybody chance. Yes. The answer is yes. Of course. That was a lame question.
No, it's a good one.
No, it wasn't.
Okay. Well, do you want another one?
No. It's okay. Go to Garrett.
Okay. Fine.
We're out of time.
Garrett.
He already forgave you, Nate.
Garrett, are you looking forward to retiring, or do you plan to work as long as humanly possible?
I'm a hustler. I'm going to be working until the day I'm in the ground. I'll probably be working after I'm dead. Like, that's, you know.
You'll be editing sound in your
coffin. I'll be editing sound in my coffin and making connections.
Right. I agree with Garrett. I cannot see retirement at all.
Yay.
Well, no, I'm not going to do this. No, I will be doing this with a new cast of characters.
We got so excited.
Hey. What?
The t-shirt stand in Santa Fe. The t-shirt stand in Santa Fe.
Exactly. Yeah. I'm going to open up a t-shirt stand. I mean, what about you? Everyone on the show, retirement one day or not?
Yes. But know what? I see myself opening up like a boutique or something like that I really would enjoy having shoes in and cute little thingy. You know what I mean? Like,
I'm going to be a grocery store bagger. Okay.
Yeah, I can see that.
I can see that. You can
Aren't
start
you supposed
right
to
now.
Start with that?
I didn't realize
now that
there was
you get in there, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's an art to bagging groceries.
Oh, it really is. Yeah.
It's like Tetris. I'm so good at it.
It's like Tetris.
Yeah.
Well, there you go. I like that. Let's use some
Me
of those
too.
Questions. Let's do this every day because we don't have anything to talk about other than that and shitting
oh,
on
Oh, you know, let's
Froggy's
talk about
parade.
The biggest lie we've ever told our parents or we've ever told tomorrow.
Oh, no, it's not. I'm
Mine
off,
might
I'm not,
still
I'm
not
off.
Know.
Yeah, I'm off tomorrow. All right. Have a beautiful day, guys. I love you.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
The 15-Minute Morning Show.
This is the story of how a group of people brought music back to Afghanistan by creating their own version of American Idol. The joy they brought to the nation,
You're free completely. No one is there to destroy you.
The danger they endured.
They said, my head should be cut off.
I'm John Legend. Listen to Afghan Star on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to 500 Greatest Songs, a podcast based on Rolling Stone's hugely popular, influential, and sometimes controversial list. I'm Brittany Spanos.
And I'm Rob Sheffield. We're here to shed light on the greatest songs ever made and discover what makes them so great.
From classics like Fleetwood Mac's Dreams to the Ronettes' Be My Baby, and modern day classics like The Killers' Mr. Brightside.
Listen to Rolling Stone's 500 Greatest Songs on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Elevation with Stephen Furtick podcast was created with you in mind. This is a podcast for those feeling discouraged or needing guidance from God. Together in this podcast, we'll dive deep into scripture, uncover the powerful truths that will help you rise above your limitations and embrace your full potential. We're here to equip you with the tools you need to conquer life's challenges. Listen to Elevation with Stephen Furtick every Sunday and Friday on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Delve into the visceral world of hip-hop with the Gangsta Chronicles, hosted by MC8 and Big Steel. It's every Thursday, podcast that aims to unravel the intricate tapestry of one of music's most influential and misunderstood subgenres, gangsta rap.
Let's go.
Gangsta Chronicles unpacks the evolution of this uniquely American art form, offering listeners a comprehensive understanding of the significance this genre holds. Listen to the Gangsta Chronicles on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Get emotional with me, Radhi Devlukia, in my new podcast, A Really Good Cry. We're going to be talking with some of my best friends.
I didn't know we were going to go there on this.
People that I admire.
When we say listen to your body, really tune into what's going on.
Authors of books that have changed my life.
Now you're talking about sympathy, which is different than empathy. Yeah. Right?
Never forget, it's okay to cry as long as you make it a really good one. Listen to A Really Good Cry with Radhi Devlukia on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.